This hour is brought to you by The Pint. It's Pint O'Clock Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. $5 beers, wine, and highballs. Eat, drink, repeat. The Pint.
Never filtered. Always fun.
What did you get when you went to the store?
Everything they
you got Doritos.
Served down there. I got Doritos at one point. I got these buffalo chicken like bites that were unbelievable. And I was perpetually full, yet I couldn't stop eating.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official voice of the Leafs.
Craig Button here, just on time.
I was taping.
What were you taping?
E-learning for Brock University, the hockey course in their sports management group.
So you were giving like a seminar?
What?
No, they had their questions.
E-learning?
Yeah, they put the we go up, like I become the kind of the professor. So they ask all these questions, and then I answer them.
Kind of like a Q&A, you mean? Yeah. Like a Reddit kind of thing, yeah. But it's online and it's through the university's website?
No, it's their class. It's the hockey course.
So there's a hockey course at Brock
University.
What do you do for that?
Yeah, what do you do?
Well, you'd like to be able to play, wouldn't you? That would be the best part of it.
Yeah, but do you have to play to, like, pass?
I don't know.
I don't. The professor's in the house. No.
I was just answering questions about the scouting process. And
so you're telling me if you go to Brock University.
Mm-hmm. The sports management program.
Sports management. You can take hockey 101.
Uh-huh.
I know, but what do you have to do?
Like, is it. One day is like fantasy hockey.
Like, do you have to show up there one day and say, how do you skate? Like, can you forecheck? Can you back check? Do you have a 200-foot game?
you can't be an A-plus student if you don't have a 200-foot game.
No. How many players have a 200-foot game? Like, give me a break.
Not many.
Yeah. Mine was 40. Yeah. 40-foot yeah. game.
But so anyway, so they're doing this with, the students submit questions, and then we go on camera, and then I just want to know. Jeff Mott was the producer. I just want to know if anybody just kind of dozes off during my little session in there for 35 minutes.
It is actually pretty amazing to...
I'm not dozing off, Craig.
...go back to school and speak with students. I don't know how often you do that. I've done that a couple of times.
I do it.
Yeah, I've done it a couple of times, and it's impossible for me to be critical of... students either not showing up or showing up late or leaving early, because I was the worst student in the history of Scholastics. Like, if I was in
that
class...
Let me know your routine. Like, did you ever wake up and say, not going today?
All the time. I was a horrible student. It's not something I...
You just didn't go?
A lot of times I didn't go. A lot of times I didn't go.
How did you pass?
Well, I didn't always pass. I mean, that was a part of the problem. I perfected the system. I could circumvent the system. I did enough to get by. It's not something I'm overly proud of, but I was a bad student. I know I was now. Luckily, I moved on in life, and I have somewhat of a work ethic and something I'm passionate in doing, and somehow I got here, and I'm doing this today. But what I was saying was, like, when I've spoken to classes...
You actually speak to classes?
Yeah, I've been in, like, to talk about my career and talk about radio and different stuff, and I'd say about half of them are not paying attention. But what am I going to say? I wouldn't have even been there if it was my class. Or if I was, I would not have been paying attention.
I would be like, hey, you, I'm talking to you.
Wouldn't that be great?
Pick a fight with some kid at York. Ryerson. You roll into Ryerson and pick a fight. Well, it's good to have you here, Craig.
Yeah, good. How was Jeff? How was Brian yesterday?
He was solid. I think he was real solid. Jonas mailed it in. But we dealt with it.
Okay.
I thought it was
Doug
okay.
In here.
Well, yeah. When I was here on Tuesday, there was a little bit of questioning about like what form you would be in as upon your return.
I heard about that. And listen, from past history, there was a lot of reason for pessimism, quite frankly. Like, there was enough material in my past that would suggest I would have been awful yesterday. Bad mood, no energy, just openly complaining that I was back, but it didn't really happen. I felt okay. Now it's day two. We'll see what I can bring today. I
thought you were real good, actually.
Yeah, I thought I had a pretty good show, and Jonas was okay. But
well, the problem with Jonas now, he's 0-2 in the trivia. So I think he's harboring ill feelings towards you two guys.
It's affected him.
Yeah, it has.
It has affected him.
Jonas and Myrtle and Pierre, they always get me fired up, and I want to go read their article, and I scroll down, and I can't, because you got to...
Oh.
You don't subscribe to The Athletic.
No, I never will.
Why are you so against that?
Why would I? I'm not a reader. I don't need to read that. I already know all the information anyway.
I'm not a reader.
So here's what
we gotta
do.
Listen to us. I'm admitting I'm the worst student in history. You're not a reader. We got a professor in here.
I'm glad I'm helping this too.
So, do you subscribe?
I do.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Because it irritates me that I go down and I'm like, oh, it stops.
but maybe for James Myrtle, if he happens to be listening or anybody's listening, maybe what we could do with James, the audio.
You do.
I do. I support The Athletic. I do too. I'm friends with a lot of those guys, and I think it's
I am
really
too,
cool.
But I think it's kind of like I'm irritated a little bit where I'm like, no, I want to see this, and then it's like,
what's amazing about you is...
It fades out.
Yeah, but if you subscribed, it wouldn't fade.
Exactly.
It's an amazing little tool they have there. But I'm thinking with James, if Jeff's not a reader, maybe they can put up an audio version of the... So somebody reads it.
James Myrtle can put forth an audio book of every piece that he writes.
Or Jonas Siegel has to write and do the audio part of it.
I think that makes sense. Yeah.
I think I have an issue with, like, attention, I don't know, what is it called? Attention
deficit disorder?
Yeah, because that goalie that printed out all those tweets about the goaltender, Brent Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
About Freddie. Holtby.
Oh, Holtby, yeah.
There was 50 tweets or something, and I'm like, I can't even read this. I can't.
But I've seen you blow through money on some of the dumbest purchases. You'll waste $50 this afternoon between now and 7 p.m., where if you just spent that, you could get like 5 years worth of subscription at The Athletic. It's like $3.99 a month or something. So it's really not that much cash. You'll go to this, you'll go over to that cafeteria and drop a brown back on the table on who knows what between now and 7 p.m., but you're not going to splurge.
If I ever get enough courage, Brian, I'll do a show with you and tell you what I've spent money on in my life. And you will lose your mind. It's like, what did that guy say one time? He's like, I spent $1 million on hookers and blow, and the rest was a waste of time.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it, buddy.
Do you have one purchase that still bothers you?
Yeah. A Ferrari. The biggest piece of garbage I've ever seen in my life.
I took a spin at that.
Yeah, you did.
I
took that thing into a place, and the guy was like, there was hair elastics and different things holding this thing together. I basically bought a Ferrari from a guy that was a pigeon. And
you get what you pay for. You get what you pay for, and you get what that person is supplying
you. And you get what repairs are.
Right.
Yeah, that Ferrari, biggest piece of... crap.
A Ferrari would be a big expense.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. I was thinking...
What else do you want? Like,
well, no, that's exactly what I was looking for. Like, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Like most of my real estate dealings were kind of good. I got screwed over in a cottage sale, but the Ferrari was the biggest costly mistake. I mean...
Why did you get rid of that, too? You got rid of it, right? You don't have it anymore.
Got rid of that. I couldn't drive it. It wouldn't start.
So you couldn't get it fixed, though? You couldn't bring it in somewhere?
Imagine this. You buy a Ferrari for $70,000. Then you take it to a repair guy, and the guy goes, it needs $15,000 in repair. I'm like, well, how did I get jammed up like this? This car costs $70,000. And then guess what happens? You try to sell it. What's this car worth? 45. Oh. So you buy it for 70.
That's the worst, man.
You put 15 into it, and then you're like, okay, I got an $85,000 Ferrari here. And well, what's it worth? Nah, 45.
That's so how Brian, the lights stay on, right?
Do you know what I would do? Like, I would pay a lot of money for the hidden camera as he's going in. And the guy goes, yeah, 15 grand to fix it. Mm-hmm. And you're going, what?
Just on top.
Imagine buying
everything.
A new Ferrari, Craig. You're so happy. And I take it in. The guy goes, this car needs a new clutch. I'm thinking, like, a new clutch? Like, I don't know about cars. Nobody knows about cars. But a new clutch? He goes, yeah, it's going to be $8,000. I'm thinking, why didn't I buy a, like, normal car that doesn't need a new clutch.
That's why you got to go to Maple Toyota. They'll take care of you. MapleToyota.com. Right, Craig?
Yep.
They're the best in the business.
For what?
For cars. For everything. For information. They take care of you. We'll tell you later when someone joins us on the Maple Toyota hotline. Greg Vanney.
Yeah.
Greg Vanney at 5:30 TFC. Yeah.
Let's get to a Ferrari hotline that sells you a not broken Ferrari.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would sting.
I watched the replay of that game last night.
Which one? The TFC game?
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it?
It really was.
Did you see when Osorio scored, the guy with no shirt on?
Sure, I know.
I want to ask Vanny about this because he's coming up at 5:30. Like, TFC, it's got great supporters. BMO Field, we know. Like, they take it over, and they are the pride of the city in terms of fan bases. You know, they haven't been around for a long time, but man, do they support them.
Oh.
More so than the Leafs, Raptors, Jays, Argos. They just have a completely different fan experience, and the fans go crazy down there. And it wasn't a packed house last night, but it was pretty close. And the weather's not that great. And there were two guys sitting kind of in the corner behind the Tigres net in the second half that had no shirt on the whole game. And Osorio scores in the 89th minute, and he runs to the corner and is celebrating. And some goon jumps onto the field and is in the middle of the pile. And I didn't see what happened with the guy. Like, no, I assumed that security got in there and was like, okay, obviously you have to go. But I want to ask Greg Vanney, how often does he have to talk to security? Because we always hear about the positive stories.
How can you even talk about security? People throw toilet papers.
But that's what I'm saying. But like, at some point, there has to be like a pushback. Like, okay, celebrate, yell, scream, but don't be stupid. Like, don't jump on the field.
But think about what happened last year when they had the suspension, right? Like, I mean, that was a different security type of
that was up the hallway. That was right? Between the players.
Players, right? So it would be interesting here, Greg. But you know, they fell behind 1-0.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then it looked like the Tigre. We're going pretty good.
Tigre. You got to roll the R's.
They were going pretty good. And then FC just found their game.
Yeah, they did.
They really found their game. I was really impressed.
Yeah, they had a great second half. Yeah. And now they go down to Mexico next week. And that is going to be a wild
Jeff
atmosphere.
And I are going. We're covering it on Tuesday.
That would be outstanding. It's in Monterrey, so it's on the West Coast, I guess. Like, it's a 10 p.m. local time start here in Toronto next Tuesday.
Jeff had the best line. He goes, Duffy will be there.
Probably. Whenever there's something big going on, Duffy finds a way to be right in the middle of it.
He actually won't be because he's on vacay, I think.
Is he in Turks and Caicos?
Yeah. And I are on March break together next week.
That is his go-to, Turks and Caicos.
You see Bob's Instagram today?
Is he down there too now?
Yeah. And then James put a nice little comment. He goes, must be a real true friend that can tell you about a place like this. Maybe even call him a hero.
James hooked him up.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think it was Noodles that was the original hookup.
The sick thing about it, though, is, and you realize this when you're playing in the NHL, it's like, why am I getting so many breaks and so many deals when I'm in the NHL? Why can't I get them when I'm just a regular dude? These guys are posting Instagram posts, Twitter. That's part of the deal. It's like, you can come down here and stay, but just, you know.
Oh, it's blatantly part of the deal. Like, everyone
blatantly
does it now. Everybody does it now. They're always promoting some sort of product, and it's the new wave of promotion.
I think it's
Instagram.
Actually to a point now, Brian, where on top it says paid.
It does. Paid advertise. Like, Tom Brady's been on Instagram for like 3 months. And every second
for
post,
Austin Martin, and
it's Canada Goose, and then it's Under Armour, and everything's paid. What are they? How's
paid advertisement?
Paid advertisement, and it's Brady, and then it's. I'm sure Matthews will be doing it if he hasn't done it already. In fact, he did. Speaking of Ferraris, I don't think it was Ferrari,
Porsche.
It was Porsche or Aston Martin or something like that. Yeah, he was downtown, and he took a picture with the guy, and now I'm sure he's driving around the city in an Aston Martin or whatever it is. But that is worth so much, just taking a picture with a guy.
Uh-huh.
And like someone like
Tom
Brady.
You gotta think about it. If you own a company or something, why would I want to even get a commercial? I'll get this guy that has, like, if you're a fan of Bob McKenzie, who has 1.5 million followers, why wouldn't I give Bob a little bit of change here and say, talk about this. Why would I do a commercial? Nobody looks at TVs. It's like, I want to look at my phone. That's where it's at.
Well, it's a way to get to so many more people, like as opposed to creating your own account. Like, let's say I was launching...
I probably shouldn't have said nobody looks at their TV.
Yeah, you got to relax with those kind of comments.
Leaf games.
Just relax over there.
Sports Center, all that
stuff. And make sure you listen to every commercial break on radio between 4 and 7.
We're on TV on TSN 4, by the way, every day, 6 to 7.
TSN 2.
Oh, sorry, that was TSN 2.
It's all good. But in terms of you creating your own company, and let's say I created a company and I created an Instagram account. No one's going to just start following me because I decided to start an Instagram account. Now it's a way to just get out there so much quicker by using somebody else's Instagram account. Use a celebrity. Like Drake. If you can get Drake involved in your product, he's got 40 million followers on Instagram. 40 million people.
And that's if I owned a company, I would say, yes. I will give you 10 grand for one post. Say you like my orange juice.
It's costing you way more than that. Can you imagine what you would have to pay?
And if anybody has any info on what people make per post, let us know.
Oh, I would think we're talking...
You're not talking $1 million a post, are you?
I don't know if it's a million, but it's way more than 10 grand.
Well, the Kardashians, imagine what they get. Oh, you like this makeup? Check this out.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, Taylor Swift has like 75 million followers or 100 million followers.
What do you think me and you would post?
What kind of money we could pull?
I think you, if there was a company for a collared shirt, yeah. I would give you $5,000 for a collared shirt post.
I rock a quality collared shirt.
With a button down?
Oh, man, I could bring it.
What would be mine?
I would honestly, based on what you just said about the Ferrari, I might have to lean into car experience.
Like a reliable car.
Right.
Hyundai Pony.
You have your own anecdote that you can relate to people via an Instagram story.
And my punchline will be, I'm not getting screwed over this time.
Right. Doesn't that make sense, Craig? I mean, you're a professor. You're smarter
than
we are.
Yeah, but I don't want to drive a crap box. I want a nice car promo.
Well, I hear you. But Matthew tweeting and saying Ronaldo was getting paid $250,000 per post. Now, I don't know if that's factual. Banking on Matthew, but $250,000.
Well, we got to be careful because we don't know if this info was even true.
Well, it's not
$250,000 a post.
It's not salacious or anything. Like that's not. Yeah,
but
what does
Ronaldo make like a week? He makes like $2.5 million a week, doesn't he?
But that's the amazing thing.
Plus $250,000.
Yeah, I know.
That's the amazing thing. Like you guys, you were a pro athlete. You hung around with pro athletes a lot more than I have. And pro athletes, as big as they are, celebrities are on a completely different level. These guys make so much money, yet they're like, I'm not doing that for anything less than this. And it's like, all you have to do is press send. Press send, and you're telling me at $200,000 I can't do it. It's got to be $250,000. Like, imagine a company going to Ronaldo and being like, we can give you $200,000. We will map out everything you need to do.
I would all drive up to King City and take a picture of my brother's dog's crap and post it for $100.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if someone reached out to me and they're like,
we have to do some kind of poll. Like, what would you sell yourself for? What would you do?
I know, man. Like, I would happily do anything for any price.
You got to understand.
Like, if there was a fitness
Ronaldo
trainer
Ronaldo, they just take over his Instagram account.
Is that the way it works?
Oh, yeah. Like, he doesn't have to do a thing. He doesn't have to hit send. They just take his account and they run it.
You're right. You're probably right.
People.
At the same time, as much as I say that, I look at it and I'm like, why wouldn't Ronaldo be like, you have all that money? Like Nike, why am I giving Nike a break? You're worth billions and billions of dollars. Pay me the money.
Well, he's the brand. Ronaldo's the brand that's trying to push your brand. There's a price to that.
Absolutely.
If anybody's out there and wants to use us for Instagram, shoot us a note.
We're open for business. Okay. Send us a DM.
Yes. Quick
Send
question
us
here.
A direct message.
Okay, so like it was Twitter, right? And now Instagram is. Yeah. Are you guys getting on to the whole Instagram thing now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, so on Instagram. Yeah. I'm on Instagram too. I got a public account. Yes.
But I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out better.
We got something on the go here, Craig. Brandon tweeting and saying he was sitting behind the shirtless TFC guy last night, and the guy was double fisting the whole night. Said his hand was never empty.
Who cares about that guy? We want advertisement opportunities.
Yeah. Sorry, Brandon. You're too late with that information.
Any car companies? What else could we do?
Well, someone tweeting in here saying that Heinz ketchup, that would obviously be something that you could be affiliated with. They did that on Trade Center. Harvey's was a big hookup on Trade Center.
You could do Polo with the shirts.
I could do, I don't know what this is. Maybe Banana Republic, I think this is. BR. It's a step
anything.
Up.
Anything. Maybe Club Monaco.
How about the Irv?
Any interest out?
The Irv Pub. There's a lot of different things we can get involved with. Reach out. The boys, DMs are
You guys are
open.
Eating at the Irv. You got to come here.
It all makes sense.
Send us some ideas, because at the end of the show, we are going to be rich.
Yes, we are. Oh, my God. Someone just sent this text in, and I have been forced into watching this constantly because my daughter's obsessed with it. There's a woman on YouTube. She apparently makes $3.5 million a year making videos opening the newest Barbie dolls and playing with different dolls like Paw Patrol and Shimmer and Shine. I end up watching those videos. I end up watching those videos because my daughter will be like, I want to watch this one or watch that one. And they have like 50 million views. And it's some woman, you don't even see her face. It's just her hands and her voice opening up different toys and talking about them. And she's making that kind of scratch.
How much?
$3.5 million, according to another source out there who texted into the show. $3.5 million.
And she just grabs the package, opens up the box, and it's
and a doll. Talks about it and plays with it, and it's like a 10-minute video on YouTube, and it gets 50 million views. And she's got like 1,000 of these different videos.
Wow.
And she's capitalized on it. Isn't that crazy?
It is.
That's the new world. YouTube superstars and Instagram models, and everyone's getting paid. Ray Ferraro coming up, our TSN hockey analyst, on Freddie Anderson saying he's not tired, but Andre Vasilevsky saying he is tired. Meanwhile, you look at their stats over the past month, neither of them have been that great. So we'll get into that. The story out of Carolina as well with the owner and Ron Francis. And
what timing there.
Interesting timing. And Carol Wagland's going to join us in studio for a few minutes. It's International Women's Day today. And we were talking about Disney yesterday and grown adults who love going to Disney. I forgot. Kara is one of them. She goes down like on her own. Big fan. We are going to put her on the spot and get her to explain this.
And we're going to celebrate Women's Day, but I have to ask this. Is there a men's day?
Do you know what my wife would say to that, Jeff? Here's what my wife would say. No, she would say, it's been men's day for every day of the last 5 centuries.
I'm being serious. I don't even know, Brian. Is there one?
I don't believe there is, but I had the same conversation with my wife today because we brought it up, and we're talking about how it's really picked up steam over the past couple of years, like celebrating this day, where I don't remember it like growing
up. And I'll do it. Like, I think, you know, my mom, the mother of my kids, my three kids, but is there a man's day?
I don't think so. Do you want
Jeff, here's what I would say to you. Stay away from this one.
Just relax, okay?
Just don't even bring
you
it
You want to make
again.
Money on Instagram? This is not the way to go about it.
Right.
You know what? There's not a man's day, and there shouldn't be one. And we're going to go forward like that.
All right, Kara in studio next. Ray Ferraro coming up just after 5. Freddie Anderson telling people he's not tired. Andre Vasilevsky saying that he is, yet the stats are pretty similar. So who's telling the truth? We'll get into that more with Ray just after 5. But it is International Women's Day, and Kara Wagland just happens to be in studio.
Hi, Kara. Pulled in.
Hi, Kara.
Hi, guys. Can you do me a favor, actually, if you have Greg Vanney on in a bit?
Mm-hmm.
Can you ask him about his wardrobe?
We can. Do you support it?
I didn't support the vest. The thermal vest he seemed to have on underneath the suit with the pocket square yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard rumor that he actually has a heater on field pointed at him so he doesn't have to wear a jacket so he can show off the attire.
I think that's a great move. I think
we don't criticize men's attire on this show. Okay?
We don't?
No, we don't. Not nice.
I think we do.
One time I said I didn't like O-Dog's suit, and he has not let it go.
Oh, is that right?
This is residual bad feelings.
Which suit was it? How much do you want to bet he never wore it?
We're not going to get into this.
I haven't seen it since.
We're not going to get into this.
That's the thing. Like, he talks a big game, but
It was a big pattern. We'll say that.
There's no way you've worn that again.
Okay, I don't want to ruin the mood here, but she could say she doesn't like my suit, but think about it if it was reversed.
You have. You call that one shirt my Neapolitan ice cream shirt, and you've made fun of it from day one that I wore
okay,
it.
Okay, let's
I know that shirt. You wear that exactly. shirt, though, all the time. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay,
you can
moving
Kara's
on.
Our friend.
International
we can tell
Women's
tell
Day,
we
let's
want.
All be friends.
Jeff, somewhere along the line, you've ended up on an island here. And I don't know how.
It's a lonely island.
And yet you're not in Bermuda
golfing.
No, it's
actually not, Karen. It's not a lonely island.
Well, there's a number of reasons we wanted to have Carrie in here, but the one that stood out to me, I was disappointed in myself yesterday because, as you know, I was down in Florida last week. You were down there for a few days. And I ended up going to Disney for the first time in like over 20 years. First time as a grown adult. Brought my daughter with me. My parents were with us. It was a great day. We had a blast. My daughter had a blast. But I brought up yesterday on the show that what I noticed, outside of the amount of people that were on motorized carts, which was absurd, the amount of people cruising around Disney on carts, was the amount of adults without kids that were there enjoying Disney. And you would be one of those people.
My husband and I have gone on two solo vacations, just the two of us, to Disney. We had such a good time the first time. We went back the next year. And then I took my mom, just the two of us, a few years later. It is the happiest place on earth.
So you've been three times.
I've been three times before even thinking about having kids.
And now you have a kid, and now you can bring your kid in the future, but you can claim you're there because of the kid.
I don't need to. I don't know that I can wait until my kid is an appropriate age. I might go one more time before we bring him.
Wow. I just
that great.
I was told
you don't bring your kid to Disney until they're like seven.
I can't wait that long.
Well, I just brought my 2-year-old, and I didn't have a problem with it, but
just for kids. Maybe Magic Kingdom, but every other park. Epcot, you can walk around with booze.
Okay, Epcot, didn't get to Epcot.
Oh, you missed out.
I didn't get to Epcot.
You need to consult me
before these vacations. I need to rethink. What is it called? Epcot?
Epcot Center.
But you got to understand, Kara. Like, I was thinking, catch and release. Let's get in. Let's get out. This is about my daughter. Let's make sure she gets on some rides. I wasn't looking forward to going to Disney.
You didn't do your homework.
But we didn't go to the Animal Kingdom. We didn't do any of that other stuff. But I was telling these guys yesterday a story where there's like a house, it's like Pete's house or something like that. I don't know. And that's where you can wait in line and meet Minnie Mouse and Mickey and Donald. Grown adults in line to meet Mickey Mouse.
Okay, I don't know that I agree with that.
Have you ever done that?
I've never stood in line, but I may have done a character breakfast to meet Winnie the Pooh.
What a...
Can you believe
Have you been to Disney, Jeff?
No.
Okay, so full disclosure, right?
Yes, Craig. Full disclosure.
That's where we went on our honeymoon.
Yes, Craig! Yeah.
Disneyland.
You and your wife went on your honeymoon to Disneyland.
Yep.
Yes, Craig. And wasn't it magical? Wasn't it a great vacation?
I've been eight times. I've been to Disney World and Disneyland.
Unbelievable.
What is going on?
A man of my own heart.
Oh, yeah.
And I always say it's the happiest place.
It's great.
My sister-in-law lived in Tampa, and so we'd go over there, and like it's amazing. I love it.
It's so much fun. You have to experience it without kids, and you don't go to the Magic Kingdom. That's the one park that's for kids.
But that's the main park, though.
Sure, but that's the main park for kids. You can have fun, but you want to go to Epcot. The most amazing food I've ever had has been at Epcot.
It's really?
Oh my gosh, unbelievable. Animal Kingdom is great. They have a place called Pleasure Island that is not for kids.
That's right.
Okay, but it's
Mine's
also
in
not
a different place.
It's not it's not sadistic. Like it's not sandals, like it's not swingers rolling around either, is it?
No,
like,
sadistic
it's literally
or hedonistic?
Like,
yeah, I don't know.
Pleasure Island, you go
I'm
out
not
on
a great
this,
scholar, Craig.
This separate island, they have booze carts. You can grab any drink you want. They have comedy clubs, nightclubs. They have whatever
at night,
you want.
It's great in there.
Patios, pubs.
Oh, yeah.
We might have to do a roadie down at Disney.
Pleasure Island.
You are missing
we
out.
We did Disneyland. Our girls were probably
I guarantee you I'll be in a different spot
maybe
than you.
13 and 16, and we were in Disneyland, and we stayed at the Embassy Suite, or no, the Residence Inn, and we did 3 days, in and out of the whole for 3 days. It was phenomenal.
See, but this is why you need to stay on the resort, because you get free daycare.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you call Disney, they come and take care of your kids, and you go to Pleasure Island.
But doesn't that...
Excuse me, I just got a text from someone that works here and says, get your facts straight, people. Pleasure Island is closed.
It wasn't closed last time I went.
Really?
Yeah. How long ago was that?
That would be very sad. Probably like 5 years ago I went.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. Yeah,
that is very disappointing.
I don't remember seeing anything.
5 years ago.
That's disappointing.
Like Typhoon?
So there is no Pleasure Island.
Yeah, but Epcot is just as good. Trust me.
Like the water park would be cool.
Did you go to the Canadian Pavilion?
Oh, of course I did.
Okay, so when we went there one time, so we went to the to a pavilion.
Guys, sports show.
No, this was good, though. It's so funny because it's Women's Day. We're talking about women. So
we
went to something, and everybody cheered at the end of it, right? And I forget what, it might have been the American Pavilion. My wife was like, I can't believe it. They cheered everything. So we go into the Canadian Pavilion. She goes, I'm going to cheer. I go, no, you don't need to be cheering. She goes, look, everybody's in plaid. Everybody's like, we don't look like lumberjacks.
Yeah,
at the end of it, she started cheering, and everybody started cheering. She says, see, I got everybody to cheer.
Wow.
She was so proud of getting everybody to cheer.
The Canadian roots.
Oh, yeah, I would laugh.
It's so much fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, maybe we got to experience it in a different way.
Let me plan your vacation.
No Pleasure Island. There's no Pleasure Island.
Yeah, but there's so many things there.
There's so many places. And it's not just, you can go to Disney, but then you have, the...
You can go downtown
Disney.
Parks,
all those places.
You can go. They have great golfing. Unbelievable golf courses. Yeah. They have the ESPN Sports Zone. Well, all the sports you want to watch.
Thing is, we were on a golf course, and I'm not kidding you, I didn't see anyone playing. Which is a good thing if you're a golfer and you want to golf. Mm-hmm. The whole course is open. But this might ruin your afternoon, both of you. I don't know who's a bigger super fan, Craig or Kara. I'm shocked by this.
I may have a Disney tattoo, Craig. I don't know if you
I don't have
go
a Disney tattoo.
You have a Disney. What does that mean? Like a Mickey Mouse tattoo?
I have a Winnie the Pooh tattoo.
You have a Winnie the Pooh. What's your obsession with Winnie the Pooh?
He's just a cuddly, lovable bear. I don't know what to tell you.
But
he reminds me not to take anything too seriously.
Wasn't he created in Winnipeg?
I think he might have been.
I may have been misinformed, and this is the danger of reading Twitter late at night when you're not really paying attention.
Oh, no.
I swear I read something last night. Winnie the Pooh is actually a girl. It's a woman.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you.
No.
Have you not seen
that Heritage Canada commercial?
But at what point
is it... We're trying to celebrate Women's Day, and we're talking about...
This would be a celebration. Winnie the Pooh's a woman.
No, I don't think Winnie the Pooh is, though.
I think it is.
Did you get the tat thinking Winnie the Pooh was a woman or a man?
I mean, it didn't really matter to me. It's a bear. I don't really look at my bears and see their genders.
You're all about bear gender equality.
Exactly.
This might ruin both of your days. Someone texting, and I can't confirm or deny, they're getting rid of Epcot and replacing it with Star Wars World.
They're ripping this whole place down.
Star Wars
they're
is
ripping
happening.
The whole place down.
No, Star Wars is happening, but don't tell me they would not take down Epcot.
It sounds like
I don't
Epcot
believe it.
Is
Fantasy
going to be,
Island's gone.
Yeah. I don't believe there was never a Fantasy Island.
You told me you
Pleasure
said,
Island.
Oh, Pleasure Island. Sorry. I'm sorry I messed that up. Pleasure
don't
Island.
Don't ruin Disney for me.
Someone else texting in, the Tinder game is off the charts at Disney. I find that hard to believe.
Oh, it totally would be.
How?
In that geographic area?
Flights to Disney.
With free daycare?
.com.
Are you kidding me?
I guess.
All right, what do you mean? The parents are just horny and they run around?
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. I'm just reading, man.
It's like the new, what's that place is in Jamaica?
Sandals is known for that, isn't it?
No, there's another one.
Oh, like hedonism.
Hedonism. It's the new hedonism. Disney World.
What does hedonism even mean?
It just means bad things.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about that.
All right. All right, Kara. Well, thanks for doing this, and happy International Women's Day.
We really delved into
Women's
Day.
On behalf of women, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
And don't worry, when your son gets older, they give you more reason to go to Disney.
Exactly.
That's what happened with us.
We might get a place down there. I don't know. Yeah. I might get a part-time job.
Do it. Hook it up.
I could dress up like a princess.
Also the cleanest place on earth.
It is, and everyone is happy to work there.
Yeah. I was very surprised, but I don't know if they're all happy to work
fly.
There. But
they are.
Anyway, thank you, Kara.
Thanks for having me,
guys. We'll see you later.
Enjoy.
There's Kara Wagner, our resident International Women's Day correspondent, who happens to be a woman, so it worked out perfectly. Ray Ferraro joining us in about 25 minutes. Greg Vanney, head coach of TFC at 5:30. We'll get into this Carolina Hurricanes ownership situation and what happened with Ron Francis. If you missed out on the story, we'll tell you about it. Taking an interesting turn of events. And the Raptors have clinched a playoff spot, and I think we're taking for granted what's happened over the past 5 years. They've gone to the playoffs now 5 years in a row. In the prior 18 years, they went to the playoffs five times. Five times in 18 years, and now they've gone five in a row, including the first team in the NBA to clinch a spot. That's incredible.
Big boy game in the NBA Friday night.
Biggest of the big boys. This is where you send a message. This is where you get people paying attention.
I mean, this is a game, you talk about big games, in the regular season. This is one of them. This is call it whatever you want, a measuring stick game, where you're at, whatever it is. It is, I mean, and I... Everybody in North America that's a basketball fan, they're tuned into this baby. Yeah.
And if you're a Raps fan and you're tired of people in the States ripping you and saying you're not going to do it and you're this or you're that, you have a big home win. You could maybe get some people's attention. Because they love going on the TV and saying, oh, the Raps are just the Raps.
Oh, they don't even pay attention to
them. No, they don't.
No, they don't. They pay lip service to it every once in a while. But the truth is, it's all about Golden State, Houston, LeBron, Cleveland, Boston. And then beyond that, they start talking about, you know, could Giannis build up Milwaukee enough to go on a run? When John Wall returns, we'll watch. Like, the Raptors are really not on the radar. A lot of that is because of the stat I just laid out. The first 18 years, they were completely irrelevant. Outside of the Vince Carter years, for the most part, they were an irrelevant franchise, and they did that to themselves.
They can do they can change it by themselves, by their performance in the playoffs.
It's the only way you can
do
it.
And as far as the regular season games, I don't really believe in the statement game, Craig. You can talk about it and say it is, but some nights you just don't have it. So it's one game, it's over with.
Well, I agree with you, Jeff, but it's a big boy game on a Friday night.
It's like you want to get somebody's attention. If that's what you really crave and want, go ahead. Beat them. Win.
We've said this recently about when the Raptors played Boston last month and when the Leafs played the Bruins last month. The team that wins, they promote that was a meaningful game. The team that loses, they say it's just one of 82 we'll see in the playoffs. That's generally the way it goes. And that's probably the way it'll go on Friday night. But Houston's won 17 in a row.
Yep.
James Harden is more than likely the MVP. They're putting up incredible offensive numbers. But the Raptors are making history themselves.
And I'm going to ask Wilbon at 6:30 this question. But amazing to me, the Oklahoma City Thunder had Westbrook, Durant, and Harden on their team.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? Like, why were they not able to parlay that into a championship?
It's a great question. Like, that's a 30
for 30. Why weren't they a big three?
Yeah.
They made it to the NBA Finals. Remember, they lost to Miami and they had a shot. Yeah. But they also had, like, Serge Ibaka was there.
I forgot about that.
They had Serge. They were, like, a legit powerhouse.
Uh-huh.
And they made the decision to move on from Harden because they didn't think they could pay all three of them, or all four of them, including Ibaka to an extent. And Harden, to be fair, I guess, to Oklahoma City, was not what he is today in Oklahoma City. And I'm not sure anyone projected this kind of output from him in production. But Durant just left them hanging at the altar, right? And now they're stuck with Westbrook. And that's crazy to say. He's the reigning MVP. Yeah, he's still a great player. But of the three, he'd probably be third in terms of who you want.
But so let me ask you this. Could Draymond, and maybe Wilbon can answer this too, but could Draymond Green, if he left Golden State, could he go and do what
Harden's doing? Did. I don't think so. I don't think he's got that offensive ability.
And Klay Thompson probably couldn't either. He benefits from being around the
big time.
Five,
Like, Harden's a one-man show. Right. He's averaging 30 a night.
Yeah.
You know, he creates his own offense. Right. And I don't think Klay is that. I definitely don't think Draymond Green is that. So I don't think so.
The OKC, I mean, wow.
That's a 30 for 30.
I'm going to ask him. We'll ask him about that.
Yeah, we'll get into that later on. Michael Wilbon expected to join us in the 6 p.m. hour. Ray Ferraro coming up in about 15 minutes on what went down in Carolina. Jordan Eberle making his return to Edmonton tonight. How awkward is that going to be for Oilers fans?
Okay, can I just say one thing, too? I it's in the lineup. Producer Tyler has done a job on the lineup. But, like, was there anything more ridiculous and the people doing the thing with the Ottawa Senators team picture yesterday?
Oh, the Carlson picture?
Was there anything more ridiculous? Like, do people not have better things to do with their time? Like, you want to know why productivity is down?
Into that one, Craig.
Then caption this picture, is that what you're saying? The caption
please.
This picture material?
Oh.
Yeah. We didn't bring it up on the air, and it's difficult to translate onto radio. It's difficult. You didn't read anything into that picture, though. Is that what you're saying?
Expect people to think? Like, they both probably can't stand each other, and they're sitting beside each other. What else are you looking for?
It was Erik Karlsson between Eugene Melnyk and Pierre Dorion.
Yeah, but it was a long time. I mean, Jeff, you've been in team pictures. Sometimes those team pictures, people getting sorted out, right? It takes time, and you're just kind of sitting there getting...
Well, I'll tell you what. If I was Erik Karlsson and I wasn't really happy with my situation, I would sit on the boards until they said, hey, you, come over here and sit down. And it would be 12 seconds and gone. Done. Out.
We'll see what Ray has to say about that as well. Ray's coming up. Darren Dreger in studio in the 6 p.m. hour.
And we haven't heard any responses about sponsorship ideas.
There's some things coming in.
Really?
Yeah, we'll course over everything. We'll look over it. We'll figure out what works. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app.